It was probably inevitable. This winter, Broadway met reality TV. That would have been when NBC aired the series Grease, You're the One That I Want. It was an American Idol-style contest to cast, through votes from viewers, the lead roles of Danny and Sandy in a Broadway revival of Grease. The show is a nostalgic look at high school life and music in the 1950s and starts performances tonight. Theater professionals are looking closely at this experiment in casting and marketing to see if it's what Broadway wants. Jeff London has the story.
Welcome to the live finale of Grease, You're the One That I Want. Millions of you voted, and tonight America crowns its winning Danny and Sandy.
Shortly after host Billy Bush uttered those words last March, two 21-year-old unknowns, Max Crumb and Laura Osnes, were announced as the winners. On average, about 8 million people tuned into Grease, You're the One That I Want each week during its three-month run, and the show consistently came in third or fourth in its Sunday evening time slot. In other words, in network television terms, the show was a flop.
I'm a theater producer. I wasn't the TV producer, so TV ratings and what have you for me are not really what's driving me.
David Ian is lead producer of this $9 million revival and was a judge on the reality series.
I have two goals from such a program. One, to get talent that can do the job in hand, i.e. play the role of Danny and Sandy, which I believe I've got. And two, truthfully, it draws huge attention to the show, and that means selling tickets. And, you know, Grease at the Brooks Atkinson Theatre at the moment is sitting on a $14 million advance. So as far as playing to a theatrical audience that might buy tickets, for me it was a huge success.
So does Broadway and reality TV go together like Ramalamalama Kadingity Dingadong? Gordon Cox is a theater reporter for Variety.
I think people are keeping their eye on it, and I think the sort of strong advance that Grease has racked up will encourage further efforts along these lines. No matter what the purists may say about how horrified they are about the sort of popularization or the amateurization of Broadway.
When two-time Tony Award winner Kathleen Marshall was approached to direct and choreograph the revival of Grease, as well as serve as a panelist on the TV show, she says she was intrigued.
I thought if there ever was a show to try this kind of casting with, this is the one, because it's such a popular show. It's the most popular movie musical ever made, and it's also about young people. You'd be looking for fresh talent no matter what.
True to the TV series' unscripted origins, the selection of the slightly goofy Max Crumb in the role that John Travolta made famous left producer David Ian
totally surprised. He wouldn't have been the one that I would have bet on at all. I think the outsider won, in my opinion. You know, not a conventional Danny type, if you will. Great singer, great actor, great dancer mover, but I think it's pretty fair to say that we were all surprised by the outcome.
But as part of the panel of professionals who helped carefully select the reality show's finalists, director Kathleen Marshall says she was delighted that Max Crumb and Laura Osnes were the winners.
You know, as the judges, we thought we can't make people vote for somebody, but we can give them permission, we can affirm their choice. So the fact that we said, you know what, Sandy doesn't have to be a blonde. We're not looking for an Olivia Newton-John clone here. And so people could sort of see Laura as a real possibility for this part.
What?
Back backstage during tech rehearsals, both Crum and Osnes use the terms stressful and surreal often as they describe their journey from obscurity to seeing their faces plastered on posters in the subway and a huge billboard in Times Square. Crum says just walking on the street these days is an adventure.
I get a lot of, like, young girls that come up to me a lot of the time, and moms. A lot of moms like to come up to me. So it's pretty funny. And if Laura and I are ever walking together in this area, it's like we're Disneyland characters.
Laura Osnes.
It was unreal. It was completely unreal. Because I'm like, I'm just this little girl from Minnesota that like happened to audition for this. And now I'm on national TV and I have fans and like screaming audience. Yeah. It's just, it was a once in a lifetime experience that I never thought I would have gone through something like that. And, you know, this early in my life, and now I won this competition, and now I'm playing Sandy on Broadway. It's just, never thought that would happen to me.
Introducing your Broadway Danny and Sandy, Max and Laura.
Producer David Ian is well aware of the star-making possibilities of melding reality TV with theater. His smash hit revival of The Sound of Music in London found its Maria, Connie Fisher, on reality TV. And 2 weeks after Grease opens in New York, Ian's opening a different production, also cast from a reality series in London's West End. While the producer is pleased to be introducing two freshly minted young stars on Broadway, he hopes this production outlasts their tenure.
This show will continue after Max and Laura leave, whenever that is, and I'm not looking to have a show run just for the length of their contracts. And I hope Max and Laura are the first of many Danny and Sandys in this production.
Grease begins previews this evening and opens officially on August 19th. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
You can hear more from the cast of the Grease revival, both in rehearsal and on the topic of Broadway boot camp, at NPR.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.